Instructions for this exercise are available in the book, The Extraordinary Gift of Being Ordinary, Finding Happiness Right Where You Are, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. For more information, please visit drronsiegel.com.
R-A-I-N for self-esteem injuries. This exercise can be very helpful whenever we've just experienced a failure, a disappointment, or something else that makes us feel bad about ourselves. Let's begin with a few moments of mindfulness practice. Find a comfortable and alert posture. If you're comfortable gently closing your eyes, do that. And just check out what's happening in the body. Notice the sensations of contact with the chair and the floor if you're sitting, or with another surface if you're in another position. Notice that the breath is already breathing itself. And allow yourself to follow your breath for a few cycles, from the beginning of an in-breath to the end of an out-breath, and on to the next. Once the mind has settled for a little bit, see if you might recall or call to mind a moment that was painful in terms of self-evaluation. Perhaps a moment of failure or rejection, a moment of not living up to an inner standard or an outer standard. One of those moments of collapse. And we begin with the R from RAIN to simply recognize the experience. Who was present, what the environment looked like, how old you were, what your body looked and felt like in the moment, and what thoughts and feelings arose. As much as possible, allow yourself to re-experience the moment, and particularly noticing what's happening in the body, how you're experiencing it. The next component of RAIN, or R-A-I-N, is A, allow. We usually feel an aversion to a self-esteem collapse. We want to escape it, to get it to go away. Instead, here we practice just allowing it to be, observing any aversion responses that might arise, but just bringing the attention back to the experience itself, to the feelings associated with the collapse or the disappointment. The next phase is I, for investigate. In this step, we simply explore in as much detail as possible the sensations associated with the event and with the emotion. Investigate it in the way that you might investigate a flower or some new object that you'd never seen before. Appreciate the texture, the rhythm, the complexity of the feeling. See if you might notice all the component parts of the experience of the collapse. What are the different thoughts that swirl around it? What are the different feelings that swirl around it? And notice as well any aversion responses that come up. I don't want this to be. I don't want to feel this anymore. The final step, N, stands for natural awareness. This is simply allowing ourselves to lovingly accept the feeling as a natural human experience, as part of the changing kaleidoscope of consciousness, as an expression of our common humanity, because others feel this way very frequently as well, and something that we don't need to fix, nor push away, nor hold on to in particular. You might try putting your hands over your heart, giving yourself a hug, or using some of the phrases from loving kindness practice. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be at peace. May I live with ease. Or similar phrases to soothe and comfort yourself while allowing the feeling to be just as it is. Just stay resting in this natural awareness, being with the feeling, as long as necessary, to allow it to simply be there, without fighting, without pushing away, without needing to change it.